I got involved with Iditarod probably in diapers. My grandfather has been trail guarding as the area coordinator for this area near Tudor my entire life and even before me. And then in 2009, after my grandmother had her stroke and they could no longer be the area coordinators, I kind of took over for them. So now here I am in charge of all of these crazy trail guards, and our group keeps growing and changing. So that's kind of how I got my start. And it's just, I mean, being an Alaska girl, you're kind of always involved with the Iditarod. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because for me, it's not only just the dogs and the mushers and the sport, which is amazing and great, but for me, it's a way to just kind of stay with family tradition. I mean, I'm not a musher. I don't have the third generation musher, but I'm third generation volunteer. This is something that's always been a part of our family. And I mean, I've gotten to know a lot of the people involved with the race and the sport. And so that keeps me going even when it's like, oh, I really don't want to stand out in the cold today. It's really wet. But it's just the people and the history and the story, not only with the race, but with my family. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was just a few years ago. Dallas Seavey's birthday was actually on the ceremonial start. So as he was running through our area, I talked all of the crowd into singing happy birthday. And Dallas and I actually used to work for Dallas. So he turned and just glared at me because he knew I was the one that did that. And it was just kind of a fun moment to just have. I mean, we had the whole crowd singing happy birthday all the way down. It was pretty awesome. What I know for sure in life is nothing's sure, and you just got to take what it throws at you and roll with the punches.